everybody, and welcome to another 10 Minute Monday. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I went on a pathetic Sunday night run. I am running a half marathon this weekend coming. And for those who don't know, a half marathon is 21 kilometers. I have actually ran not an official half marathon before, but I have run 21 kilometers a few weeks ago, so I should be okay. But I went for a bit of a humbling run on yesterday, Sunday, and I'm just not feeling like it's looking great for me at the moment, but it's fine. We're going to be okay. Now, today I wanted to talk to you about the fear of success. I'm sure all of us are familiar with the fear of failure and have been affected by the fear of failure at some stage in our lives. It's a very common fear, but almost equally as common as the fear of failure is the fear of success, which might come as a surprise to people. And actually, I think a lot of people think that they're afraid of failing, but actually beneath the surface, what's going on is they're afraid of success. Now, the fear of success can show up in many, many ways. One of those ways is procrastination. So say, for example, you have been planning on launching something for God knows how long, and you keep putting it back, keep putting it back, keep coming up with excuses. Every T has to be crossed, every I has to be dotted. You're leaning into perfectionism a little bit. That could definitely be a sign of fear of success. And underlying the fear of success, and when you're doing things like procrastinating and putting things off, and being in that perfectionist state where you're not actually putting out anything or getting any closer towards achieving your goals, the underlying cause of being afraid of success is actually being afraid of the judgment of others. And what I mean by that is, as human beings, we are neurologically wired to fit in, to want to be a part of our quote-unquote tribe. And we have an innate fear, usually, most of us, of being different from others. We want to fit in as human beings. We want to be a part of a collective group. And even if you're someone that likes to stand out, this can still show up for you. Because ultimately, belonging is extremely important to us. And our relationships in our lives are really important to us. And you might be thinking, what the fuck does this have to do with success? Often what happens is, when we think about being successful, we start to be concerned about how our lives might look different to what they are now. And again, as humans, we like certainty. And if we are unsure of what could potentially happen to our relationships when we become successful, what might become of us if we become successful, and if we feel apprehension around that, that can often lead us to holding ourselves back, self-sabotaging, getting in our own way, and stopping us achieving our goals. Success can be actually quite an isolating thing. I think we've all heard of that story of that celebrity, you know, even Britney Spears being a perfect example of this, an extremely successful person, but her life is very complicated. It looks like she doesn't have many close people around her that have her best interests at heart, and it can be quite isolating to be successful. So a lot of the time, what we're worried about is what could happen if we become successful. And what I want you to do right now, whilst you're listening to this, is I want you to think or imagine this. You wake up tomorrow and you have 100,000 followers. You've got multiple people reaching out in your DMs or via email or wherever it is that you land your clients, and they are wanting to work with you. How would you feel if this happened? And get really honest with yourself. Is it that you would feel overwhelmed and that you wouldn't really know what to do and you wouldn't feel like you've got control over the situation? Would you feel exposed? Would you feel excited perhaps and feel like finally all your hard work is paying off and you've made it? Trust that initial feeling that you got when I first said that. And that is an indicator that if you had the success, you might not feel quite ready for it and you might be afraid of it. And I want you to now ask yourself the question, what am I afraid of if I become successful? What's the worst thing that could happen to me if I became successful? And I want you to sit with that and perhaps even journal on it and ask yourself, is it that you're afraid your relationships would change? Is it that you're afraid that if you earned a lot of money or had lots of nice things, that people would look at you differently? Another way that the fear of success can show up for us, or perhaps I should say a reason why the fear of success can show up for us, is we have a blueprint for success. We've got a template for success that already exists, and it's not positive. It's actually extremely common for people who know someone who is successful, whether that be a parent, whether that be another family member, or anyone, especially in your formative years, that you've come across. And it doesn't actually have to be formative years. Perhaps you're someone who previously was very successful in their career and then you started a business, but you were extremely unhappy when you were in your previous career, even though you had the money and the car and the house. But despite all of that, you weren't happy. You weren't fulfilled. So that might be your blueprint of success. It's not a positive one, right? Or perhaps when you were growing up, you had an uncle who was an extremely successful CEO, you know, did really well, had lots of money, had lots of belongings, led quite a luxurious life, but perhaps he was a very unpopular character. Not many people actually really liked him. He wasn't very kind. He wasn't very generous. So that could be a blueprint of success. And therefore, why on earth would you want to replicate that? Why on earth would you want to be successful when to your subconscious mind, that is what success looks like? So there's a lot to think about when it comes to the fear of success, and it can show up in lots of different ways and can look like the fear of failure. But the reason and the difference, rather, between the fear of success and the fear of failure is that you're often worried about what could happen if you're successful versus a fear of failure, you're worried about what would happen if it all went wrong. Can you see the difference there? So how can we start to overcome this fear of success? How can we get out of our own way? The first thing is to, number one, look at your blueprints for success. Are they positive? Are they negative? And then I want you to start reimagining what success could look like for you. So if you are someone that worries if your friendships are going to change, if your relationships are going to change, or if people are going to view you a different way when you're successful, I want you to flip that. So what also could happen to my relationships? How could they actually become stronger? And if my relationships did change when I'm successful, what does that mean about the relationships that I currently have? Are they as strong as I think they are? Would those people that would stop becoming my friend because I become successful be people that I would want in my life anyway? So I want you to start looking at the reasons why actually it could be a good thing if you succeed. How could your relationships be strengthened? How could your life be improved? What could be a good thing coming out of it? Even if people look at you differently, could that be a positive thing? Could they be looking at you through a positive lens? How could you positively impact people's lives? I also want you to think about the things you can control and the things you can't control. So if it is relationships that you're worried about, if it's you're worried that, and I know this is really common amongst women, that if you suddenly become the higher earner in the family, what do you think your partner will think? Like, this is a real thing. And think about what you can control in that scenario and what you can't control, right? So I want you to get really, really clear. You can't control other people's reactions to you. And you can't control what other people are going to do. But what can you control? If you are successful, what is it within your scope of control? Now, I could do a whole nother episode on this very topic, but I really want this one to be more of a reflective one and to sort of explain what the fear of success is for those people who aren't necessarily sure. If you would like me to do another episode on this and talk about more on how to overcome the fear of success and overcome the fear of failure, because they are very linked, then let me know. Just slide into my DMs. I'm going to love you and leave you now, but I will just say before I go that I've got 2 spots left in my one-on-one coaching, my long-term coaching, before prices are going to increase. Okay, so if you have been wanting to work with me on your sales, your marketing, your mindset, your business, then I'm going to leave an application form for my one-on-one coaching in the show notes. And if you want to have a chat with me about it, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. That's probably the best place to find me, at Katie Bambrick Coaching, and just go in with the word coaching and we can have a chat to see what would be best for you, if we'd be a good fit, etc., etc. Looking forward to Wednesday's episode as always. I've got a guest expert coming on and I will talk to you all very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Bye.